You're listening to Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is the tallest puzzle writer in the puzzle world, John Chinesky.
That's me. Hello. 6'5", in case you're wondering.
And we have our next contestants. Joining us right now, we have Aviv Rubenstein.
Hello.
Hello, Aviv. And Tom Costello. Aviv, you are a musician and a filmmaker?
Correct.
Wow, that's fantastic. What do you play as a musician?
I play the guitar and I sing, or try to sing.
I love that you're very modest, clearly. You're very modest. I'm sure you're a great singer.
I have a great beard.
You have an awesome beard. That is true. You know thyself. That's very important. Welcome. And Tom Costello. Now, is it that you used to work at ESPN or you work there now?
I used to, yeah.
Okay, and what did you cover?
I worked on several things, but one of my first assignments was to go to a golf tournament, and I had never been to a golf tournament before. I'd never driven a cart, and I had to drive around the camera person and learn the etiquette of when you don't pass in front of golfers. But during a practice round, I was covering Tiger Woods and had to decide, do I drive on the fairway behind him or drive in front of him? And at one point, he was walking, and he looked over, and he saw me just kind of veering wildly. At one point, the look of confusion turned to a look of kind of terror, and I just missed him at least a couple feet. He was never really in danger, but he just kind of looked like it.
All right. We're in good shape for this game, I believe. This game is called Title Schmeidel.
That's right. We've taken the titles of some classic books and movies, and we've reworked them by changing exactly one letter. Given new plot descriptions, we want you to guess the reworked titles. For example, in this classic novel, a feisty Southern belle realizes that tomorrow is always another day. She gives up on her plantation, moves to Tuscany, and runs away with a nice Chianti. Ophira, what's the title?
It's Gone with the Wine.
Gone with the Wine
is
correct.
Gone with the Wine. Oh, audience is figuring it out and nodding.
Contestants, you got that?
No.
Okay. Nevertheless, ring in when you know the answer.
Well.
Whoever gets more right moves on to our Ask Me One More final round. Here we go. In this page-turner, we discover that an Italian Renaissance painter and inventor left hidden messages in his art that reveal the secret formula to the world's most popular soft drink. Aviv.
The Da Vinci Coke.
The Da Vinci Coke is right. That you get a point for. Very good. This film was about two cowboys who discover forbidden passion at a famous landmark in the Roman district of Trevi, Aviv.
Brokeback Fountain.
Brokeback Fountain is right. Very good. In the second volume of the Twilight series, popular with teens, the vampires and werewolves are all put on antidepressants to cheer them up. Tom?
New Mood?
New Mood is right. Way to go, Tom.
Can you imagine undead and depressed? That is a tough life.
What a drag that would be.
I don't feel like barking at the moon.
This 1955 movie is about a moody teenager with a red jacket who talks and talks and talks and never gives anyone a moment's peace. Tom?
Rebel Without a Pause?
Yes, Rebel Without a Pause.
Aviv, you shook his hand because you think that's pretty brilliant, right?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one, yeah.
This 2011 memoir tells the story of how Tina Fey stood up to bullies in high school who made fun of her trousers covered in small, soft plants like those on the side of a tree. Tom?
Mossy Pants?
Mossy Pants is right. This 1969 satirical novel is about a lot of things. The bombing of Dresden in World War II, time travel, an alien zoo, and most importantly, a meat processing facility which is just okay, not great, Aviv.
Slaughterhouse Fine.
Slaughterhouse Fine is correct. We are tied up, and we're going to go to a tiebreaker from Ophira.
This is very exciting.
Yes.
And just think, at the beginning, you both heard this game, and you were like, what is this? And then just snap, snap, snap to the tiebreaker. All right, hands on bells. Migrant workers during the Great Depression angrily attempt to get their teacher to change a D-
Aviv.
To the Grades of Wrath.
Yes,
the Grades of Wrath.
Aviv pulls it out the last second. Nice work.
Another hand for Tom, everybody. Congratulations, Aviv. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round.